I'm loving it.
Welcome to Ghost Spaghetti, the podcast where two people talk about all things ghosts and occasionally something spaghetti while being experts at neither. My name's Jason.
My name's Red.
And to clarify, my dear spaghetti heads, today's episode is not sponsored by McDonald's or any other fast food restaurant, but it may as well be. Today we're talking about fast food ghosts.
I prefer the term good food quickly ghosts.
Yeah, tomato, potato, same difference. You know, Red, my favorite thing about fast food is its consistency. I love that no matter what life throws at you, where you are, who you're with, what time of day or what kind of day you've had, a Mexican pizza is a Mexican pizza. In our topsy-turvy world of surprises upon variables, at least there's that.
Funny you mention the Mexican pizza. Didn't that mysteriously disappear back in 2022?
Did it?
Yes. And while we're on the subject, we can't not mention that amazingly intermittent delicacy, Taco Bell's nacho fries. They waltz in and out of our hearts, just like the McRib, McFlurries, and Chicken Littles. If anything, a fast food sign brings with it a false sense of comfort and continuity.
Good point. And you know what else can probably bring with it a sense of comfort and continuity? The afterlife. Okay. What story specials have you got for me today?
Today's stories all come with a fountain drink of fear, which you can supersize for an additional charge. Oh, and here's a little side of spookiness.
You really seem to be enjoying this.
Yes, very much. After each story, why don't you go ahead and tell me what your go-to item is for that good food quickly restaurant?
Okay, will do.
Okay. All right, story number one. If you're in the mood for a happy meal with a toy ghost, you may want to get it from the McDonald's in Cuero, Texas. This golden arched eating establishment is on more than one ghostly top 10 list because of the tragedies that occurred before it was a restaurant and was merely a gas station. It's said that a terrible tragedy struck when somebody was struck by their own mother.
Whoa.
In a car. Yes. On top of that, it's said that a mechanic was crushed during a incident with a garage car lift. I guess there was a malfunction. It is inferred that as a result of these tragedies, that McDonald's that now occupies that space has seen phantom toilet flushings, electrical issues, and spooky noises.
Ooh.
Ah.
Very spooky.
Very, very spooky. So, let's hear it. What's your go-to McDonald's item?
Mine is the diabolical double quarter pounder with cheese, extra mustard, extra pickles.
Holy moly, you're that guy?
Yes.
I gotta mess with perfection and change things.
Full custom life.
Got it. Well, as some spaghetti heads, actually as no spaghetti heads know, breaking news, I'm a vegetarian. Lots of fun. But before I was all about that veggie life, I was a huge fan of the number two. If I recall, that is two cheeseburgers and fries and lots of yummy. So yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Ready? Here we go. Story number two. So Jason, were you ever a Subway guy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about one Subway franchise you may find a little spooky. It's in Itagaps Falls. And there's not a lot of lore to this one per se, but there is a lot of speculation. Cameras have caught boxes of chips falling seemingly without intervention from their back storage shelves. Guests and staff have observed the soda dispensers going off without anyone pressing the soda button, just unleashing liters of soda into a drain. And, as you know, Subway bakes their own bread. And they apparently have a pranky ghost because it turns off the oven timer, which unfortunately results in lots of burnt bread. So, how about that?
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. All that wonderful bread down the drain.
All that great jalapeno cheese bread gone.
Yeah, and actually all that soda down the drain too.
Yeah, like, literally.
Wasteful ghosts. Uh-huh. So let's hear it. What's your Subway order? I want to hear the whole thing. Bread, cheese, the whole mamma jamma.
Footlong jalapeno cheese bread. Sometimes tuna with so much mustard you can't see anything.
That's gosh. That's what
I get. Although I have a theory that Subway doesn't use real vegetables, but that's another.
Are they hologram
I don't know what they are. There's some sort of organic matter that's not.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's probably a story for another podcast.
That's the conspiracy. Yes.
Okay, we are not the Y-Files, we are Ghost Spaghetti. All right, so since you didn't ask, I'm going to tell you, I do love Subway. I like a foot-long cheese. Though, now in my later years, maybe I'll try the jalapeno cheese.
Uh-oh. But
yeah, maybe that'll be a game changer. But cheese, bread, I get the veggie.
Of course.
Some Subways have something called the Veggie Max. It's very rare, but if I see that, I'll get it. Otherwise, it's a veggie. And because I like to spoil myself, I'll get the avocado. I will get mustard and honey mustard because I like a sweet tang. And I get oil, vinegar, and salt and pepper. Why not?
Why not?
For it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I will get white chip macadamia cookie to go. All right. Excellent. Now we got two orders down. Okay. Here's story number three. No, you're not loco. There is an El Pollo Loco in Sweet Haven that sits on a property that has a fascinating history. The city of Sweet Haven was once home to a lumber yard. In a freak accident, the yard caught fire. The blaze wiped out so much, it left scars on the town, physically and paranormally. The charred remains stayed as a sad reminder of what once was. But as with all things, people forget, attitudes change, and sentimentality wanes. Eventually, the town opted to rebuild, though this time, instead of a lumber yard, the site would become home to an El Pollo Loco. And to this day, the Pollo Loco grill workers swear they see faces in the flames that engulf the chickens.
Whoa.
Right. And on especially quiet nights of manning the grill, some swear they also hear faint screams from the smoke.
Spooky.
Very spooky. So, you know the drill?
12-piece, all chicken, no sides. That's it.
Are you kidding me?
That's it.
Are you kidding me?
All to the head, yeah. That's it. That's my favorite go-to El Pollo Loco.
For one?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We don't want to chicken shame here.
I am a monster.
A chicken monster.
How about you?
No tortillas?
No tortillas, just pure chicken. And they're just, you know, chicken sweats all day.
Okay. And then you order that, and then the employees look at you with a straight face and...
They do. They say, "Where's your children?" And I say, "I am my children. Give me my ticket."
Wow. Wow. You know, you think you know someone, you spend time recording podcasts and...
I know.
Wow.
Don't look down on me.
Okay. I'll just avert my eyes.
What's your go-to?
As stated, vegetarian, I am all about that BRC life. Though, if I'm feeling a little wild and crazy, I will get, what is it? The salad that comes with like a giant fried tortilla plate?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The tostada bowl.
Exactly. Yes, sans chicken or Sohn's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the BRC is, yeah, I can go for a BRC any day of the week.
Solid.
Okay. Story number four. We're almost there. Home stretch. Do you want to live moss in the afterlife? If yes, you may want to do so at the Taco Bell in Twinsburg, Ohio, where you'll have good company. This restaurant is heralded as the most terrifying establishment in Twinsburg, with multiple spirits associated with the location. Among the cast of characters is a young man in a Taco Bell uniform who is rumored to assist the employees with their day-to-day tasks and interact with the customers.
Oh, ghost employee.
Yes.
Creepy.
That would be my favorite coworker, hands down. Okay, here we go. Moment of truth. I think I know what your go-to item is, but let's see if you surprise me.
My go-to, as you well know, is the Nachos Bel Grande.
Okay, so you haven't been pranking me and just saying, "Get me a Nachos Bel Grande," and then you're going to be like, "Aha!
I hate Nachos Bel Grande."
You fool! Okay.
Yes, well, I love them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's my favorite item, but my go-to item is a bean and cheese burrito, no onions. I like to keep it simple. Why mess with perfection? It's amazing. But if it was like a last meal kind of thing, it would definitely be the Mexican pizza, no meat. It's delicious. Cheesy potato soft taco, also delicious.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I do like nachos without meat. Delicious. The quesadilla. Honestly, I love Taco Bell, and I don't use the L word lightly, but it has made such an impact on my life with its deliciousness and its price point and its consistency. I don't know how I would live on this earth without it. It's amazing. But enough about Taco Bell. Moment of truth. Which stories were true and which were the products of my own Taco Bell-fueled imagination?
Okay, I'm going to say the fake one is the McDonald's in Texas. And the, as much as I want it to be true, the ghost employee of Taco Bell.
Holy mackerel, you are double incorrect. Wow. No nachos, Bel Grande for you. The McDonald's story is reputed to be true.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And the Taco Bell one is as well.
Really?
Really. The Subway in Itagapi Falls is a product of my own, again, Taco Bell-fueled imagination.
Yes, the twisted Taco Bell imagination.
Yes. And the Pollo Loco one, I know as much as you love the chicken, that one is fake.
Oh.
Oh, but better luck next time.
Well, now it's time for Ghost Guidance. A spot for us to rate and share anything ghosts or spaghetti related that we are compelled to mention. Red, what have you got?
Well, I thought you would never ask. This weekend, I had ghosts on the mind, fast food on the mind, and I was downtown. So I checked out a little place called the Ghost Sando Shop. It's located in Grand Central Market in downtown Los Angeles, and it's a small stall by the Hill Street entrance. They have some great sandwiches. I treated myself to the veg out, and it did not disappoint. It was full of freshness. I'm talking veggie packed.
Oh.
And the dressing was like an amazing tang. Like, I know a lot of dressings use a mayonnaise base to give it like that cream, but it also had a strong tang, and I love a tang. I do love vinegar on a sandwich. And the bread was pretty good. And actually, most of the Yelp reviews do refer to the bread and people liking the bread. And the bread did not disappoint. Honestly, if I find myself in downtown again in the near future, I would honestly pay another parking fee just to get a sandwich to go.
Wow.
Yes. Or maybe I will sit and enjoy it there and take in the scenery. I mean, I did just pay another parking fee, so might as well enjoy it.
That's a great place that people watch, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. So, what about you?
I saw a interesting mockumentary called Ghost Watch. It's from 1992, and it's presented as real as a BBC call-in show.
Ooh.
And apparently, when it was aired in 92... they aired it straight, so they just played it with no warning, and people thought it was real. And it's basically about a haunting in England, and they got this guy, Michael Parkinson, who at the time was like the fully legitimate English presenter on BBC, to host it, so that added more credibility to it. And people were calling in because they thought they could see a ghost, and they could see like where all the hauntings are coming from. Even though you'll never really see it on screen. But I definitely recommend it. It's kind of like that War of the Worlds vibe. It's a little older, so you got to give it some time and have some patience with it. But definitely recommend Ghost Watch.
Awesome. And may I ask, where did you find it?
Yeah, you can see that on Shudder.
Ooh, Shuddery Shudder.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's episode of Ghost Spaghetti. We hope this episode left you dying for more. If you know a story about freaky fast food franchises
or a ghostly good food quickly establishment,
please email us at ghostspaghettipodcast@gmail.com.
To spook us on Instagram, we are at ghostspaghettipodcast, or find us and our ghost notes at ghostspaghetti.com. Catch you later, meatballs.